That table's from my uncle. My mom has a friend
Trenton
that gave
Woodard's
me
giving
the
me a tour
chair.
of his new apartment on
I
one
don't
of his
mind
days
if I
off
have
from
a
working as
seat
an
off in the
EMT.
apartment.
It's your standard one bedroom that many 21-year-olds have, a mix of basic furniture spread out across a large white space. The only thing on the wall is a TV with a tidy shelf holding up an Xbox and a printer. But as we're trudging across the starchy white carpet to the next room, I still haven't seen the famous laptop.
I was really excited, you know, because I know, you know, you need one for college, that type of stuff. I knew I really couldn't afford one, so it definitely helped out with me not being able to afford one. It helped out with my schoolwork, knowing that I'm going to get that done. I was really excited about it.
Computers for Kids gave him a laptop right before he started college. Last spring, Woodard moved out of his foster mom's house. He transitioned into adulthood successfully, and the freedom the laptop gave him was part of that transition. Similar community-level programs have been around for about 10 years. One of these inspired Tennessee's chief information officer, Mark Bangle, to finally do something he had wanted to do, help foster care kids.
Despite this adversity, many of these kids were really good, and they had amazing attitudes. And, you know, you're left to think that here you have a kid who's 16, 17 years old. At 18, they are going to be left to fend for themselves and make life for themselves without a safety net. And, you know, you have to think, how prepared was I at 18 to face the world alone without the backup of having parents or somebody to catch it if you stumbled?
So he contacted Tennessee's Department of Children's Services, or DCS, and that soon led to a partnership with Connected Tennessee. In 2007, they started giving out laptops to foster care kids and Boys and Girls Clubs with federal grant money. They named the program Computers for Kids. Only 16, 17, and 18-year-olds with a 2.5 GPA and good behavior qualify. They don't have to enroll in college, but should they make that decision, they have one vital tool to academic success.
We were just looking for a way to help these kids, especially these kids who are working so hard to help themselves. You just want to do something to help them.
But should laptops be a priority for these kids? Foster care kids have typically been neglected at some point. The disruptions in their lives often lead to falling behind in school and long-term behavioral and emotional problems. Plus, how can they afford to maintain one? These are kids who face the very real threat of homelessness on their 18th birthday. Lane Simpson, the director of interdependent living for DCS, acknowledges that too. But he says these kids have to become adults quickly, and laptops can help them do that in more ways than one.
We use it as an opportunity to further that life skill in saying, this is what happens when you have these kinds of issues. These are the steps that you take. You call the help desk, you see if the warranty still is in place, you see if there are issues regarding the specific computer that you received, and work through those issues.
Computers for Kids has found one affordable way to keep this part of the population from falling behind in society, but they can't track its success. While they continue their work, they can at least look to recipients like Trenton Woodard, who have achieved what they hoped for.
I feel other kids might benefit from different things. I don't feel as if, in my particular case, I could think of anything else they could have done to help me more so than what they have already.
I'm Kathleen Schuster, WUOT News.